The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
What messages does the world hold for me? And how can it contribute to my personal healing? This question and many more can and will be answered on today's episode of Illuminating You. Get ready for engaging guests and personal enlightenment. Now, here are the hosts of Illuminating You, Pat Nelson and Bryce Korzenowski.
Welcome, everybody. This is Bryce Korzenowski.
And Pat Nelson.
Welcome to our show with Illuminating You. We're here today talking about New Age spirituality versus traditional spirituality.
Woohoo!
And if anybody would like to call in, you guys can go ahead and call in if you have any questions, comments, or add-ons. 1-866-472-5795. I just want to say we woke up today to a balmy minus 40 degrees, and I think Celsius and Fahrenheit equal each other out at that time. So it was beautifully warm in the cabin and travesty cold outside.
It was crazy. My vehicle did not want to start at
no.
all. Yeah, but it is. It's so, we're so lucky to have the wood stove, I'll tell you.
Warm. So, again, we're going to talk about New Age spirituality versus traditional spirituality. Looking at the definitions for New Age spirituality and traditional spirituality, I guess looking at it, it says that anything that's traditional is a Catholic or...
Just Christianity.
And anything else is New Age. And, you know, we get looking at, some of the things that we're going to answer is, you know, what might be best and, you know, the differences between them. And you know, if we're to look at these definitions and how they're put, I guess ours isn't considered, quote, unquote, traditional. It's considered New Age. But, again, if it's been around for thousands of years before Christ, how can that be New Age? Would that not be traditional and Christianity be New Age?
Mind you, then you have to ask yourself, how traditional are we going to get? For example, if we labeled what we do as shamanism, well, the label shamanism was never there before Christianity. It was just a way of living. So because the label is after Christ came in, then it could be considered New Age. And then how we live today is vastly different. You know, we get up to minus 40 in a cabin with a wood stove and all the rest, but we get in our new vehicles with new oil, new gas, come to the new office with new computers, new phones to do a radio show to talk about spirituality. So how traditional are we?
I'm going to call us traditionally modern.
There you go. Modern with the flavor of tradition. That's a really good question, though. And so what I really love this show today because it's really sort of stimulated my views on myself and my own belief system. And, you know, I call myself traditional. And why I call myself traditional? Because I've learned from teachers around the world that base their teachings through nature, not through religion, not through someone else's opinion, not through someone else's faith, but through what nature and fact right in front of us actually delivers. And so for me, that's my definition of tradition.
And so I guess if we were to look at it, there's things like ruins, right?
Yeah.
And there's tarot cards, and there's light healing, and breath healing, and things like that. I'm a little bit rusty on all the
breath light work,
you know, yoga, and stuff like that.
All sorts of stuff, yeah.
And yet, you know, if we were to look at that, and you know, us, we like to break it down to simplicity. With ruins, well, they're rocks, and you know, it would go back to nature. It would go back to the actual basics. You know, if we were to look at breath light, well, everybody's been breathing since the dawn of time. So
I'm hoping so. I don't know, sometimes you don't when you're sleeping, and that freaks me out. But
and even tarot cards, you know, they had things based on nature and started tarot cards. Yeah. And then, you know, a lot of times it can get diluted, and it all depends on who's doing them and how things are working and what have you.
Yes, that's so true, right? Excuse me, but then, you know, if you look at it, if everything is New Age as opposed to Christianity, and they consider, and society considers Christianity traditional, for me, it depends, I guess, in this world, what does it matter what we label it? So I think instead of traditional versus New Age, we can consider this show Christianity and all other, is what I'm going to call it.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
And so how do we know what's right or wrong? Again, and I love the show Before Us, the lady that talks Before Us, because she always says something that's kind of about our show, actually. I really like it. And she was talking about good or bad and the duality and all the rest, and how eventually one day that we'll finally learn to mitigate that and get around that and become just whole as one, and there is no good or bad, there just is. And for me, again, looking at traditional and New Age or Christianity and all other, what is good, what is bad? What is the difference? What does it matter what we live?
So, again, you know, I don't think it doesn't matter as long as you hold true to you and what it is for you, and that it's working for you. If it's not working for you, well, then what good is it? You know, if you come to a reader like us, and well, you're not getting anything out of it, or you're too blocked to be able to see anything that's being put forward for you, well, then is that something that you want to be involved in? Or if you're not able to see spirits, well, then don't go to, you know, psychics 101 or mediums 101, because, well, if you don't have it, you don't have it, right? And then, so I guess if we were to look at tarot cards, you know, there's a science behind tarot cards, right? Yeah. And yeah, like you were saying, Pat, when you were on mute there, it's very mathematical, and there is a science behind it.
Yeah.
Not to take away from them, because there is a lot of good tarot card readers that use psychic and mediumness to be able to check that intuitiveness, to be able to channel that and be able to go for that. And there are some out there, there are some psychics, there are some mediums out there that, you know, go off of body movements and you know, people's reactions, and they're no good. Right, so again, if
are they no good, or are they actually helping?
You
know what? For me, if you get help from them,
I was going to say yes. If you get help from them, absolutely. But if you left in worse shape than you came in, well then.
Or if you're wasting your money always going to them and they give you the same thing, whatever. Right.
Right.
Yeah, and I think that's the key with all of it, is to find what fits your world the best. And for me, I love shamanism. I love the wheel. And why? Because it gives me in my face, without a doubt, and other people can see it, it's not just me, absolute proof every time, just by what we live, what comes around to the animals, the trees, and it's always the same. Like, there's no, it could be this, it could be that, it is either this or it's not. And I like that for me. I am a very factual person. I go back to, we are animals, we are a part of a nature, mm-hmm. and always it works out for me. But then I've done yoga. We do Reiki here. And, you know, we have done Reiki where we have seen people get up with nerve damage on their feet, and after a Reiki session they're dancing out the door, right?
Mm-hmm.
So is that fact? Is that somebody just feeling like there? Is that all mental imagery? You know, what's the difference? Is that New Age? Is that traditional? Well, Reiki has been around for, you know, over 4,000 years, I think even longer. Christianity only 2.
Yeah. And is it mental suggestion,
exactly,
that gets people up? And you know, I'm sure there's parts of it, but I can't imagine something that's lasted for thousands of years to be a bunch of fluff and hubbub.
Exactly. Exactly. And then, again, is mental suggestion so bad? Or is that part of faith? Is that truly part of faith? And faith being spirituality, to walk in real and true spirituality, true, is to walk in complete and real faith. Not just, I'll have faith in this, and then doubt, 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 concern, 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 worry, worry, worry.
I like what you said there about is mental suggestion bad? You know, if I were to come out and say to you, Pat, well, you know, enjoy your night tonight, that's mental suggestion.
Absolutely.
You know, I very rarely come out and say, I hope you have a horrible night.
Thank God for that.
Exactly.
Because then you'd have a horrible night too.
And so, you know, if we can be in the positive and have mental suggestion to be able to put something forward for positive, then yes, I agree with you. I don't think it's wrong either. I think we're getting a little bit off the beaten track.
We're just being philosophical right now. It's kind of fun. But as it states, I think if you want to be a purist or a traditionalist, I really, truly do believe you have to go back to basics and back to nature and back to Mother Earth and just watch her and live according to being present in this moment as the animals and whatnot. Like, literally get back to the facts and have faith in that. And, you know, Christianity bases itself on a lot of just faith. Like, you know, there's a lot of non-proof behind it as far as facts. There's lots of facts, too, but there's lots of not. So I think either way, what's the need to argue about either? Personally, I think no matter what you believe in, as long as you are always working to heal yourself, not others, you are always helping to better the earth through what you do, not just telling others, you are working always to be in faithfulness, not just talking about it, and you are always working towards the next seven generations being better than what we've been to each other and to the earth, which means being in gratitude and faithfulness and joy, sharing, caring, respect, and commitment in reality, I think you can do whatever you darn well please.
And if we were to look at it, yeah, we could say that about anything, but I think the listeners that are here on the seventh wave, you know, are enlightened with being open about stuff like that, spirituality and whatnot. And if that's the case, I don't think it needs to be talked about with regards to, you know, being better at making money or, you know, doing this or doing that. It's about, you know, enlightenment of self and healing of self. So, I agree with you totally, Pat, that if we're able to look at and heal ourselves to be able to help our generations go forward, that's the best thing for us. You know, you look at our kids and stuff, well, everybody wants better for their kids, but if all we're doing is trying to make them a better living and put them aside for, you know, sports and academics and stuff like that, well, then we're not really bettering anything, are we?
Exactly. I totally agree. For me, I want my kids to have a better living, but I truly believe traditionally that that starts on the inside, not the outside. So again, from what I've learned is if I heal myself, I grow, I learn, I become faithful in truth. I become respectful in truth. I become truthful in truth, not just always saying good when I'm not good and all the rest. What happens inside me is I will call the tools that I need to use to walk in my spirituality. And for me, that was a pipe, okay? For others, it might be a tarot card.
Mm-hmm.
For some, it might be, you know, just being psychic, just being medium, not just, but, you know, without a tool. For others, it could be the runes. And I think as long as it's from the inside out, that's traditional. For me, New Age is when you grasp all these tools and try to make yourself something. Instead, bring out you, and the tool will come.
We did a reading for a fellow that had said that he had Ruins calling to them, and which was great. He had Ruins calling to him, and we went and did a reading, like I say, and did a cleansing and stuff like that. And spirits came through and said that those weren't good for him right now. And so it begs to question, if they're being called to you, how do you know not to go if they're being called for you? And I think you hit it right on the head there when you came out and said that it's not about whether they get called to you, it's whether they're given to you.
Exactly.
You know, I get called to go and buy a lottery ticket all the time. I've yet to
they're
win a lottery.
They're never given to you.
Yeah, they're never given. Yeah, who gives me a lottery ticket?
I will at Christmas. And if you win the lottery, you'll take me for dinner, right?
Yep, one day. So if we were to look at it that way, a gift is a gift that's given, and so that therefore it must be needed.
Exactly, that's what I love, is that we're always given what's needed. We know lots of different people in lots of different genres and faithful spiritual ways, and every single one of them has so much to offer. And what I love about it, again, I go back to the circle, the sacred circle, is, you know, if we were all the same, there would not be a circle. There would only be one point. And so everybody has this different perspective. And if we could just accept each other's perspective and use it for what it is, the role that they play, there's a whole four-dimensional image to be had by all of us. And that fourth dimension, not just the third, but that fourth being the God image, right?
Mm-hmm.
And or the Christ image, whatever you want to call it for you. And I think that's important. So, again, what tool should you use? After you've healed yourself, after you've worked on yourself, got rid of guilt, shame, regret, jealousy, those four walls to hell, balanced your emotions, being okay welcoming and rejecting, abandonment, surrendering, being okay with each of those and understanding them experientially, not mentally, but living it, the tools will come to you.
So what about, you know, and I think we could probably talk about this after the break into it a little bit more, into a little bit more detail, but what about those people that are doing this that aren't healed? You know, there's an ability to be able to use what's given to you, or if you have a gift that is brought out, to be able to use that to heal as well, as it just being given to you when you're healed. You know, everything works a lot better when it's fixed, right?
Absolutely.
You know, your car works a lot better when it's fixed. You know,
you can still lump it along down the road till it's fixed.
Exactly. So we again, we need to be able to explore that a little bit as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree, and I agree with myself.
Usually.
So again, you know, like we were talking, tarot cards, astrology, runes, workshops, light works, shamanism, breath works, exactly what we were talking about. There's all different kind of genres out there. The key is, again, we want to be able to be healed, to be able to use those things, because there's an ability to be able to pass on our own perceptions and our own issues in those things if they're not given to us, and all we're doing is just grasping for straws.
Exactly. Yeah, I totally agree with you. We need to have a map first to keep going.
A map, yes, a map of self.
Yes, a self map. I'm going to make one of those.
If anybody has any questions or comments, you guys can go ahead and call in to 1-866-472-5795 or send us an email at illumi22@illuminateevolutioninc.ca. We look forward to hearing from you, and we're going to be back in a couple minutes, and we'll get more in depth with New Age spirituality versus traditional spirituality.
Visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Illuminated Evolution offers spiritual healing through personal experiences to correct patterns that you have created over a lifetime. Illuminated Evolution offers psychic medium readings that are either face-to-face, by phone, in gallery or party settings, or done through email. We are available and have traveled internationally for these readings. We have a members-only blog site that is utilized to help people learn and grow to the true happiness that Pat and Bryce moderate. It's free from judgments and ridicule, which allow for true growth. With the Sacred Circle teachings, personal training, Reiki sessions, lessons, CDs for meditation and our teachings, DVDs for training, and workshops to meet your individual needs, along with a book coming in the fall of 2013 written by Pat, and the help of the spirit world, we will give you tools to change yourself for your own happiness and peace. What is success? Peace in everything. We are available internationally to meet your needs. Visit IlluminatedEvolutionInc.ca. Warning, this path is not for those who do not wish to work hard and change themselves.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Are tuned in to Illuminating You with hosts Bryce Korzanowski and Pat Nelson. We'd love to hear from you on today's show. Please call 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send us an email to illumi22@illuminatedevolutioninc.ca. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Pat Nelson and
Bryce Korzanowski with Illuminating You. We're talking about New Age spirituality versus traditional spirituality. And we were talking about tarot cards, astrology, ruins, energy work, light shops, shamanism, books on shamanism. So, I've got a question for you, Pat.
Okay.
If I was to walk into a New Age store, what do I do and how do I know what is what? And when I get the feelings that I get.
A New Age store as opposed to a traditional store?
Yes.
Okay, because traditional stores are generally markets. Anyways, that's actually a really good question, Bryce, because, you know, we all love to go into those stores and explore the gems and the crystals and the cards and the books and the, you know, everything that they have there. And they're wonderful. And, you know, I think most of our followers and readers and listeners are about the same, is that they go in and they might feel called, or they might feel a trickle of energy to something, or they might feel, you know, sort of good around something. And so is that calling you? Is that something that's calling you? Absolutely. The biggest key is, what does it have to offer you for healing? Always. You know what, guys? And you might call me a broken record by the end of these shows, but we are never done healing until we're dead and not coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So when we go in and we're looking for a gift for someone and it calls us, there's something in there for us too. Otherwise, it would not resonate with us. We would just be, oh, that's really nice. I know they like this and we should give it to them.
So everybody with stores, what you're saying is when you go in, buy two. So we're looking for royalties.
Maybe. That's right. Maybe, yeah. All of you guys are just getting mood menders. Anyway. But it is. That's important. And should you buy it because it has a feeling? Absolutely. I think so. Because, you know, but the key then is to not go in every week and buy something because it has a feeling. Remember, our internal has to heal, and then it will call something externally. If we're going to get something externally to make our internal feel better, it's nothing. It's not really good for us. It won't last long. It won't be a useful tool. It can heal us for a moment, and then we need to pass it on, basically. So as you heal and as you grow, look for something, a confirmation that helps you and that does feel good and that does feel peaceful. There was a time when I started, you know, I read people since I was 5 years of age, and I would do it without any tool. And then I didn't lose the ability, but I pushed it aside for quite a few years because I needed to live a physical life and become human, basically, and explore my own emotions and all the rest. And so I put it aside for a while, and then when I came back to it, I actually used teacups. And the only reason I used teacups was because a best friend came and said, can you read my tea leaves? She didn't even know that I'd been a reader. She didn't even know my history. She just came up to me one day, and she was a lovely Christian woman, I'll tell you. I really enjoyed her spirit, and said, could you read my tea leaves? And it was funny because it sort of came out of the blue, and I went, okay. And so I did. We had some tea with some leaves, and I tried it out, and absolutely everything came. And did I rely on tea leaves for a while when I started back? Yes, I did, actually. And then I found that, you know, I really didn't need the leaves. I wasn't really memorizing the symbology of the leaves. I was just holding the leaves, and the images would come. So then I realized, well, yeah, I can just do it the same way that I'd done it all my life, right? So that's kind of a really good story and example. If we're going out, we have to memorize tarot cards, then you're not using it usefully.
Yes. Same with ruins or
yes,
any such
anything,
genre, I guess, tool like that.
That's right. If those other people's opinions and writings and symbologies stimulate you to create your own and get something from internally outwards, then it's useful. But if you're just memorizing it, memorizing palms, what this line means, whatever, you're not really gifted. You're memorizing and doing it mentally, and that's not faithful. That's not spirituality. That's not going to help you in any way, shape, or form.
It's interesting you talk about that, because when I look on today, actually, you know, we did a reading, and there's a lady that asked about what spirits were here, and Father came through, and I keep getting cancer as a certain thing inside me, and for a while I'd get that feeling, and then I'd use what you would say. Mm-hmm. It was interesting. Today I realized that feeling to me is the feeling of cancer, as opposed to
the
Pac-Man that you would see.
Good job.
And so it's nice to be able to utilize that. But again, on that same point, every time that cancer comes through, it feels that same way. But at the beginning, it was that Pac-Man. It was that Pac-Man, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's kind of neat, actually. I like that. And the same goes for crystals. You know, we go back to crystal healing, and we go back to traditional versus New Age. Well, crystals have been around longer than any really written religion or spirituality. Crystals have take up to 10,000 years to form in some cases. So when we go back to crystal healing, I personally believe that everything, trees, animals, plants, everything has healing properties, not just energetically, but, you know, we eat different foods, it heals us. Everything has something different for us to heal us and help us and help us grow. Even salt in itself helps us, particularly those of us in the prairies. So crystal healing, I think, is a really important one because it does come from nature. And again, though, if you go into a store and you feel called to one, remember that's for you. So yes, you can share it with somebody, but remember it's for you, mostly for you to get help with and to help clear up whatever gift that you do have.
So, you know, you brought up something that really triggered me here. So if we were talking about New Age and traditional and healing,
yeah,
and being able to utilize them, I guess we could kind of say that counseling and therapy, therapists and psychologists is New Age.
No.
Why not?
Actually, that's a really good point, though. Okay? You know, Carl Jung and Freud and all those have really big words based on Latin, and that's fairly New Age. Counseling in itself has been around since the days started, since human beings gathered in groups, because we've always needed to talk to someone. We've always needed to be with someone, share with someone, maybe cry with someone. Has counseling evolved to this amazingly rule-filled, really tight, significant, structured way of doing things? Yes. Has it gone from being organic to, hey, how are you? Let's talk about it. Let's find a solution together, to, well, you got to do this, this, and this, and take this pill and take this and go forward? And, you know, absolutely. But is it New Age? No, not even. You know, look at even in the Christian, in the Bible, they talk about counselors, prophets. People would go see prophets. People would go see counselors. People would go, you know, talk to Moses. People, it's been around forever.
They would have counsel.
That's right.
You know,
they would acquire counsel.
Yeah, even in traditional, tribes, the elders would gather to counsel. You know, whether they counseled each amongst a decision or they counseled, a warrior going into battle or, a hunter or the ways of, a medicine person or whatever the case is.
Exactly. Yeah, and so, again, that's traditional, not New Age, right?
So, is there any New Age then?
From what I like to see now, no. I don't think there is. I think really what New Age to me would be is when you don't see the facts and when you give to something in a romantic, illusionary, glorified way, like love has to be always giving and never receiving, or love has to be a man on a white stallion that sweeps you off your feet and does everything for you. I think those are New Age thoughts, right? Rather than bringing it back to fact and balance, everything is traditional. Everything.
So why would they have New Age? Why would they have New Age versus traditional? I think part of that comes from being able to drum up traditions with a new spin on them, a new understanding to maybe get people to get involved with them and understand what they are. And it's not that people are going about it wrong, but there's a missed step sometimes in there to be able to find out how to utilize something. I've been doing a little bit of research on astrology and when I say little, I mean, I was thinking about it. And
that's not even a joke.
No. But, looking at astrology and it's interesting, one night you and Pat and my daughter were reading, horoscopes.
Oh, yeah,
out, and it was really neat to put a horoscope that's put in the paper on a day to where we sit on our wheel and with regards to what moon cosmologically we're in, what moon we are in emotionally, in our own healing, and see how they tie in together based on years that we're born, the year that we're born, the month that we're born, and how they all tie in together. Like, it's not just some guy sitting in a, in a paper area or newspaper editorial place that sits there and just, arbitrarily comes out and starts putting some malarkey down there. I'm sure maybe there is something like that somewhere, but some of the things that were being read the other day were very pinpointed based on understanding what our going back to the basics of our wheel that we're talking about, us learning and where we sit, where we're born, and who we are as people and how it sits. It's amazing how that works. I know there's a lot of people out there that can scoff at horoscopes and stuff. It's all, again, I think you brought up a really good point of what is the romantic illusion behind what it is. Am I going to be a millionaire? Am I going to marry? Am I, and where's the loves of my life going to come from? And yada, yada, yada. When we start getting into those kind of fake, or not fake, but romantic notions,
yeah,
this is where we could get lost. And I've even noticed with fortune cookies now, it's just carbon copy, stamp dated, and it's about chance, but they're so vague,
yeah,
that it can relate to anything. This is my understanding and what I've seen, and I actually scoff at them a little bit because it's just so vague for me. But when I was a kid, or not a kid, but younger, mm-hmm, I noticed that they actually meant certain things and they related to certain things. Nowadays, it just seems like they're arbitrarily thrown out there.
Mass-produced
and
for fun with the lottery numbers on the back.
Yes, with the lottery numbers. And maybe if we were to look at them and actually look at the numbers on the back, maybe that significance would tie in there. I never even thought about that. Not for a lottery, but how it relates to in your life and where you're sitting at with a wheel and kind of where you're at and where things are looking, maybe that would work out looking better at it, because it isn't just arbitrarily, you know, manufactured things that you get. You know, there is chance to it, there is fate to it, there is spirituality with what you've got, got given, and if you're able to be in that space,
yeah,
as opposed to scoffing at it, I guess, maybe you'd be able to see, I would be able to see something different.
Well, and for me, what I find is I look at those messages and I don't take them verbatim as they come, but if they're part of a synchronicity, quote-unquote coincidence, but synchronicity to something, then they are truly a message to me. And again, I go by threes, synchronicities and threes, and that's how I confirm that it is real, not just a romantic illusion, right? So so in that sense, those vague topics can help too. So is that traditional?
Synchronicities, absolutely.
For 100%. You don't go out hunting as a man and see one set of tracks and then follow it to find the herd.
No, that's... you'd be walking for miles. I tried that once, I think.
Exactly. Exactly. So you look for three, or you look for, you know, a three paths that converge to one or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And so again, we go back to nature for traditional. Again, we go back to fact for traditional, right? Three things that come around confirm something, I believe.
It's interesting. I got a couple trail cameras out there for my hunting, and I have them put at spots that, one, I would think would be a good spot, and sometimes that doesn't work out.
No.
Two, a really nice open area that I think would be very accessible, and only because I could see, not really thinking to myself, well, you know what, animals aren't going to be like, oh, you know what, I can really see out here. This is great. I'm just going to go running around and go down this trail and, you know, get my picture taken, you know, the paparazzi all over there. And then there are feelings and there are signs that a person wants to look for, exactly like you're saying, to be able to put it where is best rather than where you think it should go and where you want it to go.
Good point. So you see some tracks. You see a scrape. You see a big pee or bed, a bed down.
And hopefully not at the same place.
Yeah, hopefully they're not. But those are three synchronicities to know that, hey, there's the animal. So it's the same with me. When I go out and I go to a store, I might feel like a blue crystal. That's something that feels good to me. Well, do I really need it, or is it just a want? Okay, so then I don't really pick it up. I'll go out down the road, and all of a sudden I get a text from somebody that says, hey, have you ever seen a blue crystal? I'm like, interesting. Do I go right away to thinking, well, they need the blue crystal, I have to go back? No.
Lots of people do.
That's exactly, and that's our first mistake, because always it's about our world.
Right.
Our world. So, but anyways, that's still only two. So maybe that's, you know, I don't need it. So then I'll keep going, and I'll maybe get home, and I'll go on the internet, and all of a sudden the blue crystal image comes up on Facebook or, you know, whatever. You see a documentary on it. You hear it on the radio, whatever. There's three.
That must mean that the other people need it.
That means the whole world needs it, not just me. Of course. I'm okay. I'm good. But anyways, yeah, so that for me, then what I do is I don't go out and buy it right away. Actually, I'll research it and see what the energy is to learn, to grow, to heal from, and then I'll go check it out and see, right? And usually after three synchronicities like that, I know, okay, and I'll Google the information or phone someone. I'll, okay, yep, this is going to help me, right? And then once I've received that help, I always get three synchronicities as to where to pass it on.
Ooh, what? You don't hold on to it forever?
No. No, my house would be cluttered.
Yes, which it is not.
Yeah. So is that New Age?
No. Exactly. You know, it isn't New Age. It's going back to, and I think we mention this all the time, but it goes back to simplicity. It goes back to nature, cosmological, you know, something that is not just based on our own wants and our own egos, because so often do we lead with that get us into, not trouble, but get us down paths that make it a little bit rougher of a road. And I think that's where we need to be a little bit more cognizant of our actions and where we sit at, so that we can walk a smoother path. Now, and again, a smoother path doesn't necessarily mean the same benefits. You know, a rougher road is, you know, sometimes more beneficial. It hurts a lot
learn a bit more.
Yes. We're going to be going on break here right away. If anybody's looking for comments or questions, you can go ahead and call into the show at 1-866-472-5795, or you can send us an email at illumi22@illuminatedevolutioninc.ca. We look forward to hearing from you. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about New Age spirituality versus traditional spirituality. Talk to you in a couple minutes.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Illuminated Evolution offers spiritual healing through personal experiences to correct patterns that you have created over a lifetime. Illuminated Evolution offers psychic medium readings that are either face-to-face, by phone, in gallery or party settings, or done through email. We are available and have traveled internationally for these readings. We have a members-only blog site that is utilized to help people learn and grow to the true happiness that Pat and Bryce moderate. It's free from judgments and ridicule, which allow for true growth. With the Sacred Circle teachings, personal training, Reiki sessions, lessons, CDs for meditation and our teachings, DVDs for training, and workshops to meet your individual needs, along with a book coming in the fall of 2013 written by Pat, and the help of the spirit world, we will give you tools to change yourself for your own happiness and peace. What is success? Peace in everything. We are available internationally to meet your needs. Visit illuminatedevolutioninc.ca. Warning, this path is not for those who do not wish to work hard and change themselves.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Are tuned in to Illuminating You with hosts Bryce Korzanowski and Pat Nelson. We'd love to hear from you on today's show. Please call 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send us an email to illumi22@illuminatedevolutioninc.ca. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Bryce Korzanowski and
Pat Nelson. Welcome back to Illuminating You. And we are talking, we're illuminating today. We're illuminating ourselves today. We're understanding a bit more today, and I like it. How about you, Bryce?
Absolutely. New Age spirituality versus traditional spirituality.
I like how we label things as humans. You know, I find that quite fascinating. Why don't we just live? Why do we have to label it and say, oh, you do this, and I do this, and then you do this? What is it? How traditional is that?
Well, it's not. But then again, it is, because, well, you know, who is the medicine man?
But did they call them that back in the day?
I've seen it on TV, they do.
Okay. Or were they called counselors? Anyway, if anybody has anything to any input for this subject, we would love to hear your opinions and ideas. I think that's one of the most important things, is that there's a lot of perspectives out there, and of course ours are not complete. There are only two, and there's a whole circle out there. So if anybody has anything to say, please call in or give us an email. Before we left again, I'm going to say it again and again until you guys just turn me off, but the biggest thing, I think, is that you got to heal. Work on yourself, You know, I know people, I've gone into some people's homes to get a reading where their homes have nothing but probably 3,000 angels all over their home, whether it's, and they liked angels, and that's cool, and they see the angels, and that's awesome, you know. Their homes are just decorated tons with angels, and then they have all these paintings, and then they have 5 to 6 to 7 to 8, up to 20 decks of tarot cards, and then they have all these books they read, and they have, you know, crystals all over the place and candles of different scents. And they, and so are they using all different genres? Absolutely. But in my belief, it's like, why? Why do you need all of it?
To be important.
Is it, or is it to convince yourself?
Well, exactly.
So for me, if I see angels, I would just see the angels. I would keep it simple. I would just see the angels. Why do I need angel statues?
Because people are in it for a show.
Ooh, race is getting controversial. Mm-hmm. I'm liking it. But it's true. And so if you're going to adopt a spiritual belief system and follow it, remember that less is best. Less is always best. Just because I follow a Native American path doesn't mean I go out and get a cheap headdress and I go get a dancing costume and I make a bazillion moccasins.
And you got a bunch of Native pictures in your house and
yeah,
scalps everywhere.
Exactly. You know, that doesn't make my path any more real. Where does the reality come from, Bryce?
Inside.
What?
Inside.
Say it again.
Inside.
Yes, but it does. And so... If you're putting it out there for everyone, you're literally trying to convince them and thus yourself of your own faith and spirituality. That's New Age to me.
Agreed. And like you say, you know, I think our crystal ball broke, and you know, Pat's dresses or her flowy gypsy dresses are you know, stored up in the loft of the. Of the bedroom cabin area,
yeah.
With mothballs in there, and my gypsy dresses are no,
yeah, are in this closet ready to be worn.
Yeah. And so yes, I agreed. Keeping it simple, and we do we quote this an awful lot. Heal yourself, keep it simple, because the more that we put in there to get things mixed up, the less we can put forward the gifts that we're being given, because it's like trying to get through a cluttered room to be able to see the gems at the end. I don't know if that makes any sense.
I think it makes absolute sense. I really like it. I love that completely. Declutter. Keep it simple. Work on yourself.
And so I guess that's why, Pat, you know, you talk about the tea leaves. Why you don't do the tea leaves anymore, because, well, it's more of a show than anything.
Exactly,
I guess.
It just cut my gift comes from inside.
Right, and right. You being able to see that, being healed, is being able to understand that that's what my gift is, this is what I need to put forward, rather than trying to show it up for people so that people, you know, will, you know, get the quote-unquote experience and you know, the gypsy music and all that kind of stuff, and which again, you know, it's not to knock anybody that's doing it, or the ones that have the angels and the gypsies and the fairies and the yada yada yadas and stuff like that. That's their walk, and that's what they want to do, and that's how they feel good on doing it. Go for it.
Yeah.
But again, you know, I think we should look at ourselves to be able to understand why we need to do that. Is it because you're there? And is it because you like it? Or is it because you're trying to convince yourself? And only you as a person can answer that. And if your answer is all the time that, you know what, it's because I like it, well then that's yours to own, and we have no judgment on you over that.
Absolutely. For us, though, our walk, Illuminated Evolution, this is what we do. We actually help people to heal themselves. And, you know, we get a lot of people coming and they're like, I'm really spiritual. I can see spirits. I can hear spirits. And I know that when they come to us, they're not healed. I know that because they wouldn't be asking for help.
Right?
So they come here and we say, okay, if you really can do that, let's get you healed up and clear to bring out your real gift. Or is that just illusion? Is that illusion you're living in? Are you bipolar? Or is it reality? Right? And so our walk, what we do, and the clients that we have, they work their butts off. It is not an overnight thing. It is not read a book and then do it. It is not get a deck of cards and learn it. It is a long, emotionally drawn-out process of letting go of past programs, ancestral programs, guilt, shame, regrets, jealousies, fears, walking through them. It is a walk of experience. It's nothing to do with writing a book and reading a book. It's about, I have to go and do this today. As afraid of it as I am, I've got to do it to get over my fear and to learn. And that is traditional. If you look at the old days, they had no books. They had to do it. To get over something, they had to do it. They had to stand in their truth. They had to learn. If you're faced with a warrior coming straight at you to kill you in his forest because you're over his boundaries, you're going to have to stand in truth and not fear death. Do we do that today?
No, we grab a book and start reading on it.
We grab a book and say, oh, how do I do this? And what should I believe in? No, just do it. Just get out there and do it and get over all the simple garbage and become one with yourself.
And, you know, you bring up good points talking about the, you know, people that come in and say that, you know, I see spirits and this and that, which is not putting anybody down, not saying that they can't or anything like that. But if we're given that, no, that's not your gift, well, then unfortunately, all at the same time, we're the ones that come out and say, well, you know, you might be saying that, however, you're looking at it a different because they're telling us differently, and it's not to monopolize the psychic and mediumship in Grand Prairie by any means.
Absolutely.
It's what's given to us, and that doesn't mean anybody's any less special.
No.
It's just that they're, if that's the case, they might be seeing bits and pieces of it, and we're not seeing the outcome. That maybe that's what's for them later on, but they got to be able to heal to be able to get to that point, so that they don't pass on those types of things. And again, you know, we bring up that story about we know of a person that has put you know, does stuff like this, and you know, spirituality and psychic and mediumship, and come out and tell numerous people that they've had sexual abuse, and it's because that one person hasn't the reader hasn't healed her own sexual abuse, so she keeps seeing it. It has nothing to do with the people that she's presenting it to, but it has everything to do with what she hasn't dealt with inside. And mm-hmm. So this is how we can hurt people, or this is how people can hurt people rather than help them. You know, it can help them. Everything can help somebody, but again, you know, this is what a person would want to watch out for and be cognizant of.
Exactly.
So again, you know, when it comes to being healed, doing your work, and getting through those things, you never know what your gift is. You never know what you can do, and the only way to get it and know exactly what it is and be able to put through it is doing that. We have a circle of excellent people that do a lot of hard work, and we got people that are just starting out that are scared to do some of the work, and it's gently nudging, pushing, throwing over the edge sometimes in order to get them there to be able to do the work. And some people just fall off the wayside because they say they're ready, Spirit tells us they're ready, and yet they don't. It's about taking those actions, choice and taking those actions to heal self to be able to get to that point. And then whatever is revealed, and like I say, we have a lot of people in our circle that are doing very well and able to see their gifts and see things that are miraculous and amazing, and, you know, not have to grab a set of tarot cards because they can... They inherently heal themselves to be able to do what they're doing, whether it's astrology or reading dreams or understanding or dreaming or visionary or anything like that.
Yeah.
And we're very proud of those people to be able to get to those points and do the work and break over their walls and their blocks and their programs.
It's wonderful to see. And I truly do believe that the ultimate spirituality is ultimate faithfulness. And true faithfulness is being naked out in the middle of nowhere and knowing that you'll be fine whether you live or die. You don't need material things. You don't need angel pictures. You don't need even a house. You don't need anything. That's true faithfulness. Now, how many of us can do that?
I'm not even there yet.
Yeah. Well, not at minus 40. I'm not there naked.
No.
Not for long, anyway.
Not for short either.
That's right. But really, you know, and that's breaking it down to the most simplest form without any material things surrounding us and just truly having faith. So people, I truly recommend, it doesn't matter New Age. It doesn't matter traditional. It just matters that you heal yourself and walk in faith. Get rid of emotionally and fear-based decisions. That takes time.
And once you're there, watch for the synchronicities. Or if you're not there and you're going into one of these stores to purchase something like that, watch for the synchronicities that tell you that it's for you or tell you that it's right for you, rather than just picking up something, failing at it, or just throwing it off to the side and trying to do it maybe. This is our advice to you. Take it or leave it. It's up to you.
Yes, thank you for coming in today and listening to our ramblings.
Yes. Our next show next week, we're going to be talking about the Sacred Circle Part 3,
woo-hoo,
the Four Directions and Clans, and we're going to be going through the last little bit of our Sacred Circle so that we can tie everything together. It will be our last show. If anybody has any questions or comments, you guys can go ahead and send in a comment to Illumi22 at illuminateevolutioninc.ca, and we're looking for sponsorship to be able to keep this going. If you like what you're hearing, go ahead and send us an email as well, and you can see our website at illuminateevolutioninc.ca. Thank you very much.
Our next week's show is in Hawaii on location. Tune in.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks.
Take care.
Thank you again for joining us for this week's program. Tune in next week for another edition of Illuminating You with Pat Nelson and Bryce Korzanowski. We'll talk again next Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Have a great week.